Wait a minute, comrade. Let's look in the boat, see why he pulls so heavy. Hey, what is this?
Greetings, Tovarich.
A baby hippopotamus fluke with a vocabulary.
No, there was nothing small about Bee Baxter's first venture into the cruel, cold world. Her goal was to find the land of milk and honey. Food was scarce in Russia in the time of the Tsar. Her way led across three continents and spanned the wide Atlantic.
Captain, we can't start the voyage. The boat is stuck in the sand. She has a bad list to port.
Yes, I know. Miss Baxter?
Yes, this is Miss Baxter.
Madam, we are moving your stateroom to starboard.
And so, the voyage of the first steamship to cross the Atlantic proceeded successfully. Connecticut had always seemed a quiet, prosperous state. In fact, Connecticut had always been a quiet, prosperous state. So the Baxters and Little Bee settled there. They started a little farm, known to the countryside as Smell It on the Wind. Their principal crop being the Allium sativum, a hardy bulbous perennial of the lily family growing in clumps or cloves, with a pungent taste and a distinctive bouquet. It was the year the first crop ripened that neighbors began to notice a strange phenomenon.
Say, Hiram.
Yes, I?
Say, hi, have you noticed the peculiar weather we've been getting lately?
I know what you mean. I never see this here kind of weather before. It's been positively stinking.
Yep, that's right. All my crops has got sort of a blight on them. If the wind don't shift soon, I'm going to lose everything I got, I guess.
Well, my livestock's been suffocating right in the pasture. We got to do something about it soon.
It was this farming phase that influenced Bee Baxter's cookery throughout the years to come. You could turn on your radio and hear...
Take one clove of garlic, three frankfurters, one clove of garlic, two stalks of celery, one clove of garlic, two teaspoons of mustard.
So the family turned to the west, where the prairie was unbroken, the air was sweet and pure.
In 73, the locusts came. The sky was black. Crops were stripped to the bare stalks. Famine threatened the Middle West.
The settlers thought it was the locusts. It was the same trouble they had in Connecticut. The scene shifts to the Black Hills.
All right, folks, we're now in the heart of the Black Hills country, an area of desolation where not a living thing grows. The origin of the Black Hills was probably volcanic.
Science was wrong again. The Black Hills was the location of the second Baxter plantation. Times grew worse. And the family moved into town. Father Baxter went into the automobile business, and Little Bee started school.
Now, Bee Baxter, will you recite the alphabet?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You can't beat a car from Baxter's Auto Emporium.
B.
H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O. Have you seen the latest buyer, Baxter?
No, B, we'll have no more of that.
Yes, teacher, P-U-Q-R-S-T-U. Won't find a better car in town. Visit Baxter's Auto Emporium.
That's enough, Miss Baxter. You will see me in the principal's office after class.
And so B finished her schooling and went into radio. Strangely enough, her gift of speech was not at first discovered. Her first job in radio was musical. Or at least it had something to do with a piano.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we would
have to... It occurred to B that her talent was wasted. Perhaps her field lay in the speaking part of radio. Job followed job, as B. Baxter followed the old buffalo trails through the Middle West. The year was 1935. The place.
St. Paul, Minnesota. B. Baxter is met at KSTP by the program director.
Oh, wait, we'll drop it over. Now, wait a minute. We'll start over here. The year was 1935. The place, St. Paul, Minnesota. B. Baxter is met at KSTP by the program director.
Well, how do you do? You must be B. Baxter. Won't you step into my office, my dear?
Yes, I'd love to. I've heard so much about you.
Later, B was interviewed by Stanley Hubbard, president and general manager of KSTP. The scene is Mr. Hubbard's office, February 18th, 1935. Mr. Hubbard is about to speak.
That's right, Mr. Hubbard. I don't only speak fluently, but I play the piano as well. Also, if occasion arrives, I can sing. But I also write. Now, don't you think it's important to be able to do a variety of things, Mr. Hubbard? And there are other things which I'm accomplished doing. I can say, you know, Dad, for a moment. I can say, Mr. Hubbard. No, I'm sure you don't, Mr. Hubbard. You see, I had such a variety of experience, Mr. Hubbard. I can just do one thing.
And so the Household Forum was born. The Household Forum, that bright spot in the day's schedule, the high point of KSTP's broadcast day, that fount of wit and wisdom. The Household Forum.
Captain Wax. Felonies. Dromedaries.
This is KSTP with studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul. B. Baxter's days at KSTP were filled with joy and tranquility. Her friends were legion. Almost any day, you could witness a friendly scene as you walked down the halls of KSTP and into the large studio. A friendly scene like this one.
My, your piano playing is lovely when you hit the right note.
Yes, and your Household Forum is beautiful. Too bad nobody hears it.
Well, won't you step into my office, dear?
But life went on, and love entered her life. A smooth-talking gentleman entered her office to sell her some insurance.
Well, won't you sit down, please?
Baxter, I want to interest you in something that is just what you need.
Yes?
My name is Meyer, and I have something for you. You know, Miss Baxter, time passes, and while your beauty is obvious, no one gets younger with the years.
Yes?
You should be thinking of your future.
Oh, yes?
And what I have to offer will take care of you for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
And think of the dividends. My offer will take care of you in sickness, disability, and be there to meet all contingencies. Now, what do you say? Is it a bargain?
Why, yes. I'll marry you, yes.
Oh, but Miss Baxter, I don't think you understand.
Oh, yes, I do, you sweet man. I think you make a splendid husband.
But Miss Baxter...
And a fine father for our children, too.
But, wait a minute. How many employees have you here?
Oh, nearly 100.
Now, let's see. $100,000 policies at 5%? Okay, it's a deal.
And so they were wed. And in due time, one, two.
Folks.
The years have passed. The twins are 3 years old. High time they were doing something to earn their keep. What's this little scene at the Baxter home?
Well, come now, darling. Follow Mama, dears. Say Rockwood chocolate bits. Raji and Noah, say Rockwood chocolate bits, I said, dears. Come on, you little brats. Say Rockwood chocolate bits.
I can't. I've got to go to the pot.
But the question in everyone's mind, the unanswered question, is why? Why is Baxter leaving radio? Why is she giving up her career at the height of her fame? Why is she giving up all those hard-earned commercials? Why? Well, we'll tell you. The scene, the office of Dr. Yalmer Potpressing.
Yes, come in, Miss Baxter. The doctor will see you right away.
Well, let's see. What we hear looks like a government project, yeah. Three of the funniest looking bags I've ever seen.
I'll thank you to shut your big fat mouth, Doctor. I'm just one person.
Well, you're the most people I've ever seen in one lump.
I'm Bea Baxter. You remember I called you for an examination, Doctor?
Oh, yes. Come right over here to the X-ray table. Let's just get the light adjusted here now. Open your big fat mouth now and say, moo. Lay down on the table now, please. I tell you, don't look like we're going to be able to cover all the territory with one shot. Got to get the panorama camera.
Here it is, Doctor.
That's right. You just push it over here a little bit, I guess. Let's take a look in this gosh darn thing here now. For the heaven's sakes. Just as I thought.
Well, Doctor, what do you see?
Well, there's one that looks like a boy. Yeah, it's a boy, all right.
How can you tell it's a boy, Doctor?
Well, it's got blue booties on it. Well, here's another one. This one looks like a little girl.
How can you tell it's a girl, Doctor?
Well, this one hasn't got blue booties on it. Well, for the cat's sake, for the heaven's sake, here's another one. This is the third little stinker. Sure looks like you hit the jackpot, all right.
And so we learn the real reason B. Baxter is leaving KSTP. Triplets. With this startling news disclosed, we leave you to draw your own conclusions.